I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nepal's anti-conversion law, written last year, is expected to come into effect this summer. This, plus the fact that two major communist parties in Nepal have combined, has set Nepal in an unknown direction. A partner of Asian Access says a major concern is that foreign groups who are perceived to be involved in evangelism will not have their visas renewed. Recently, a multi-denominational group of Christian leaders met together to discuss these latest developments.
So we're working together and praying together and supporting and also comforting each other. That's what we're doing. I think this time, in this kind of situation, we Christians have to come together and work together rather than working independently.
Would you ask God to give these believers strength, unity, and courage? And as refugees in the Middle East return to their home countries, Triumphant Mercy wants to take one last opportunity to openly share the hope of Christ with kids. How? Through Vacation Bible School. Triumphant Mercy's Nuna says,
they have an application to their daily lives, and this will bring them to understand what happened at that time, the emotions that were involved in the loss of a friend, or the emotions involved in being blind and not seeing. What does it feel like? So just reenacting everything, making it alive, and bring them to a deeper knowledge of who Jesus is, and actually trying to make them love this man, Jesus, who came for them.
For Kingdom Results, Triumphant Mercy needs your prayer. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.